B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous 2020 Philly Auto Show. And joining me right now, Kevin Mazzacola, the executive director of the auto show. Kevin, how are you, buddy?
How you been, man? 2 years in a row. How special
is that? Doing good, man, or what?
Feeling the love on Valentine's Day at the Taj Mahal, the Garage Mahal. Right? Yeah.
That's a good line.
It's all, I've been here a few years. Yeah, I got a lot of them. One ticket, 700 rides. Keep them coming. Yeah, it's a good place.
This is awesome. I mean, once again, this thing is ridiculous.
It is. It's an icon, 119 years. And, you know, in the binary and digital world, people still like old school and try the metal on. No selling here, just information, but there's something for everybody, whether it's classics, new, exotic supercars, Camp Jeep, we're right in front where they get in the vehicles.
I love the Camp Jeep experience.
It's rocking. So it is something. It is something.
All right, so let's go through some of the famous cars.
Yeah.
So what are your favorites?
They have the camera call car from Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, the GT40.
Wow,
so they
awesome.
Has a back platform where Christian Bale was driving it, but they have the camera in the back, and then they would change what they call the front clip. So that would be the front fenders and the stuff you'd see as he's driving, so they can make the car different GT40s throughout the movie. So
it's
a pretty special treat. There's only one of them. It's here. You have Wayne's World and AMC Pacer, and the tall, its glory is there, and the mud cuts and from Dumb and Dumber. So it's a really, you know, we were only going to do that about 3 years ago. We thought, you know, that'll be kind of cool to do, but it'll run its course. No, they love the Hollywood car.
No, I do. Sure. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You have the Breaking Bad.
Yeah, El Camino.
Yes.
There, baby. Yeah.
Which was the title of the movie.
Sure, for sure. Yeah.
For
so
Breaking
they're,
Bad.
They're all over it, but, you know, we have some of the fastest production cars ever made at the CF Charity Supercars, whether it's F40 Ferraris or Bugattis or a Jag XJ220. These are things that you would only see, maybe not in a magazine anymore, but only on a computer screen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageous.
No, and you know what's special about this show from Philadelphia? It is iconic and it's generational. Grandpas with sons, with daughters, and you see them come in and they go to the classics, and that was hot when I was your age, and they look at the supercars and all of those things, and it is generational. It's part of January, February.
It is. You know, it's funny because, you know, there are certain events. I mean, geez, the flower show, right? Like that when that comes for the, especially
it's
the
iconic.
It is.
It's a little different demographic,
right,
but it's still iconic.
But no, but it truly is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when the ladies all get together, they do their day out, and this is for us.
Yeah, although we're seeing a lot more women come than we ever have before. So I think we'll have a great lot of love in the building. I think we're going to have a great Valentine's Day. And we're open on Monday this year, which is unusual for President's Day. So a lot of people are off. School district is done. So we expect a pretty big crowd. We'll get over 250,000 people. That's a lot of Eagle games.
That's incredible, man. That is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And I love it. I love seeing people coming in, and I agree with you. I love the family aspect of it, you know, the kids.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I'm so mad at myself because I was going to bring the kids, take them out of school, and bring them with me today.
You should have. I know where you can get discount tickets.
Yeah. No, I was going to do it, but they were sick.
Oh.
And they had missed a lot of school recently.
Well, Monday.
They missed a couple days of school. But I wanted that while I was
see,
here.
See, people ask me, what's my favorite
around.
Part of the show? It's Saturday morning when we first open up and those kids come running in.
Yeah.
And they see a Ferrari or a Lamborghini for the first time and their eyes are like saucers, man. It's just, we have them. And yeah, there they're going over that big grade with that pickup truck from Jeep, and they're seeing all the articulation.
Right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
You get
in that experience.
Ride and drive. So,
how long does it take to set up? Like,
yeah.
Like, how long does it take? Like, you are just lucky as
you can
far
see
as the eyes can go. These incredible vehicles, just to get everything set up.
You can almost see the curvature of the earth in this hall, can't
right?
you?
Right?
So,
oh, my
750,000 square feet. But it's about 10 days. They mark the floor. They bring the carpet in. They bring the displays and the crates. And then the cars are the last to go in, about 1.5 million pounds of freight. So it's an ordeal to get it in, but the labor here is good and strong. And, you know, that's the thing, too. It's part of the community. The labor force in this building loves the show because
yeah.
they went to it ever since they were a little kid
sure.
with their dad. So there's a pride not only in coming to the show, but also, obviously, in putting it together.
It's the best. Kevin Mazzacola, who's the director of the auto show here with us today, as we broadcast live, runs now through the 17th. So you gotta be here. You gotta experience this stuff. And if you're thinking about buying, no better place than right here.
Well, you know, quite frankly, we don't sell here. That's what's the beauty of it. No, there's no selling. It's only information. That's why people love come, because whatever they are looking for in whatever niche is here, but there's nobody to sell a darn thing, and I think that's what makes it kind of
yeah.
special as well. So, of course, they go through their dealer.
Right,
yeah.
You do all your homework.
About half of all the people come here buy a car in the next 12 months, so they really leverage this.
It's amazing. I'm just watching. I love the Jeep experience and the going over the ramps and... Look at this. Look
yeah,
at this.
Yeah.
Look at this bad boy.
Well,
right
and
here.
I couldn't do it in my Vega in high school, I can assure you that. Four banger.
That's awesome.
It didn't bring any women, I'll tell you that. What's he driving? I don't know what that thing is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is great. All right, so in order, give me your three favorite stops.
You got to see the C8 Corvette mid-engine. It is an icon, and it's the first time where the engine is going to be there in the back. It is an American supercar, can run with anybody in the world. I think the Porsche Taycan is an electric vehicle, and
wow.
it's a four-way into that. That Defender from Land Rover is pretty cool too. First one in 20 years, but that's the thing. The most favorite car in the show. Is the one you're looking for. And
right,
there's
right,
700
right, right.
of them. So it's different for different people, but they're gravitating towards Jeep. Lincoln is strong, coming with some strong products and Lexus. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I can just go on and on because there's something for everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
I'm all
yeah,
excited.
This is great,
we're
man.
Passionate.
I know,
you know?
Man. I always loved
stuff.
Seeing your buddy.
We're curators. It's the show.
Yeah,
it's the show.
It is. And you guys. God bless you, man. You guys do an amazing job. You really do.
Yeah, I appreciate
you
it.
You host everything.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank you.
It, man.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, take care.
He's the man. This is a... and he's right on. We love this. We broadcast from here every year, and it really is something. I mean, it's amazing, these vehicles all in one place.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.